Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life that we are living. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a life without any restriction or boundary. Allah ta'ala has given us a total open playing field that you can live your life if you want the way you want. You have total freedom. And this is the situation, just like, for example, I bestow something to somebody else, I give something or assign something to somebody else and say, look, it's your choice, use this the way you want, however you want. And Rabbi Hakiki has given us such a valuable thing, life, the life we have. And after giving us life, Allah Ta'ala has handed it over to us, given the trust to us and said, utilize, use your time and life the way you want. And Allah Ta'ala said that there are two ways you can spend this time. I've given you two choices, two manners in which you can live your life. One is to live your life according to your own freedom and will. Total freedom, total choice. Sleep when you want, wake up when you want, eat when you want, sit when you want, walk when you want, travel when you want, live without getting married, live with marriage, with children, or have children without marriage. You can get married 5 times or have 10 partners, etc. Totally your choice, open playing field, eat what you want, drink, live, sleep, travel, walk, meet as you want. What is this? The choice that Allah Ta'ala has given. The first choice. Allah Ta'ala says that no angel will come to you. Jibreel alayhi salam will not come to stop you doing certain things. What are you doing here? Why are you doing these impure, sinful actions? No. Allah Ta'ala says you have your choice. Nobody will stop you physically. People are doing this. Yeah, does anybody come to stop them? No, nobody comes. Does any reminder physical come from Allah? Eat upside down, sitting upright on the ground, on the settee, run and eat. Nobody's there to stop you. Do what you want. Yes, and you can give something, you can define life yourself and make your own standard and criteria. Everything is according to your freedom. There's no haram, no halal, no lawful, unlawful. Whose choice is this? Our choice. Our choice. And one Allah Ta'ala says is my choice. My choice. That if you want, then live your life according to my choice. That's the second style, the second way of life. Allahu Akbar. Allah says no angel though will come to physically remind you. Will angels descend and wake you up? What are you doing? Why are you not doing? Just like the traffic policeman stops people and says, no, go this way, take the car this way. For example, if you do a bad action, a sin, will the angel come and say, oh, why are you doing this? What's going on here? Why are you doing this? Does any angel come? Does a reminder come? No. So you have a freedom of will, total freedom. So number one, there are two ways of life. Yeah. Is your freedom and choice, and number two is Allah says my choice. But remember, life is for an apportioned amount of time. When the time goes, we will pass away and we'll go to Allah. So there are people who are living their life, number one, style number one, like animals, you could say. Yeah, dogs, cats, animals, everybody's got their own choice and freedom and do what they want. And you can live your life if you want this way. Eventually you'll get fed up, people get fed up with life, frustrated, then they say, oh, shall I take my own life? Or I'm mentally disappointed when a person's a criminal or a gangster. Eventually, sometime during the life, a person gets fed up, a person does adultery or fornication or does wrong actions. Eventually a person gets fed up of that lifestyle. But they carry on in parallel, they keep on living and thinking that what's happening? What's happened before my life today? I've got no satisfaction, I'm not content, at peace. And then mental depression comes, and then hospitals fill up, mental hospitals fill up. Is this a good life? Allah Ta'ala says, no problem, do what you want. You will also die, person A will die, and person B will die. And then the person will pass away and he will go to Allah. The person will pass away like a donkey and he will go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is that life, and then there's life B. Ah, that person will also pass away. And we see people living their life with their freedom and choice. And they say, oh, he's passed away as well. And then he's gone. But a person says, I feel in my heart, I want to be free. I want to be a free man, a free woman. Oh, just live the way we want to. Oh, my dad, my mom, they've stopped me. Oh, I can't do what I want. This is another problem. Oh, look, there are enjoyments in life and satisfaction and enjoyments and temptation. Where am I stuck? What's going on here? I have to listen to my parents, etc. So he's gone as well. So one is life A, and the other is life B. So we see the consequences of life A. Allah Ta'ala says, you've seen the life in the world, the adab. There's no need for me to give them adab. They are natural consequences for that lifestyle, because they are themselves living the life of adab. Their children aren't theirs. They don't know whose child it is. Is this my child? Is this the other person's child? The mother doesn't know whose child it is. There's no, they're not sure. There's no conviction in that. But they're happy. They want to live like that. People say, oh, I also want to be like this. Isn't it? And then there's lifestyle B. Allah says there's another way of life, which is the life according to my choice. And those who don't believe in Allah, then how will they follow Allah's choice? They can't. So to follow Allah's choice, first you have to believe in Allah, that Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allah is Akbar. But it's sad to say that we say Allahu Akbar, but we want to follow our own freedom and will and choice, and we don't want to listen to Allah. So these are two different life choices and styles. Allah Ta'ala, is there a choice of yours as well? Is there a lifestyle that you have prescribed? Allah says, yes. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. But I will say to you, I don't force anyone. I don't force anyone. I don't come with a stick and say to people, you have to do this and live according to my what I've ordained, etc. No, it's up to you. You can look at lifestyle A and lifestyle B. You can live that lifestyle A first if you want, and then come towards the life choices I've given, and the direction I've given, and the framework I've given. Then tell me, so Allah, what's your life choice? What's your advice to us how we should live our life? If I want to live my life according to your choice and your preference, Allah, I'd like to do that. Can you explain to me what that is? What is that framework? What is that methodology, that ideology? Do we know what that is? If we don't know it, then how can we live our life according to Allah Ta'ala's choice? Allah's preference, we should know at least, isn't it? Okay, look, let's try for a few days. Then what's the choice of Allah? Let's try this so we can see if there's an effect. We believe Allah is our Rabb, He's our Khalik, He's our Lord. Okay, let's listen to Allah for a few days. Otherwise, we'll just carry on like donkeys and horses for the rest of our life and we don't know what's going on. So what's Allah's choice? Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Quran that this is my choice and this is the style of life that I like. Openly, Allah Ta'ala has announced. Do you know what that is? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Subhanallah. Is this not announced? Massive announcement. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah says, if you want to see my choice, my prescription, my advice, my direction, you want to live your life according to my choice, my preference, what I like, you want to know what that is? Allah Ta'ala says, فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah says, if you want to live according to my choice, my desire, then look at the life of my Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. End of story. End of story. Case is laid. We say, oh, but Isa alayhi salam was Allah's Rasul, quiet. Musa alayhi salam, quiet. Ibrahim alayhi salam, quiet. No, Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned them. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who you speak about, even he will come again to the earth and imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be proud. He will say that I am rising as an ummati. I'm coming back as an ummati. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come back to the world, we have this belief, this will be the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and it will be the masjid in Sham in Syria, and Dajjal, his fitna will be at the heights, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will not be able to overcome Dajjal. He will control everybody else. Yeah, this is another story. One day, inshallah, the whole story I will describe to you. Yeah, so Mahdi alayhi salam will overcome all of the other opposition and forces. And as they continue and continue, inshallah, one day I will explain this story to you. So all of the masses that will reach to Syria and they say, what's going on here? Dajjal, he's not coming to control, and Dajjal will spread a massive fitnah that from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi, every Prophet foretold and explained that Dajjal will come. He's the biggest fitnah of all time. Such a big fitnah, he will have so much strength. That individual, and he's living at this moment in time. He's in one certain place. There's an island. He's alive. And one day I will explain to you the story of Dajjal, inshallah. So, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will return to the world. And how he will come, this is all explained in hadith. And then the asal thing I'm telling you, Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he will be present. It will be the masjid in Syria. And it's in Sham in Syria. And when he will not be able to overcome Dajjal, then the time will come that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will return to the world, and it will be the time for Salah. Everybody will be in the masjid, and from the heavens, with the support of two angels, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend from the heavens, and his hair will be wet, dropping with droplets, moist with droplets of water, and he will come like this, he will descend. It will be Salah time. And he's the Nabi, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is not the Nabi, is he? He's the Wali of Allah. He will be sent by Allah on the earth to guide the Muslims. And Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will step back and say, please lead the Salah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will say, no, you are the ummati of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's your haq, you lead the Salah. I will be the muqtadi. So Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will lead the Salah, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will be the follower in the Salah. Allahu Akbar. Because he will follow the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will follow that exact same lifestyle. So if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so much shan, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. And Allah Ta'ala has announced that there is the lifestyle according to my preference. And if you want to know what that is, then look at the total lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's Allah's choice. That's Allah's preference. That's Allah's prescription. And what is he? He is the example. Allah says, lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun. Uswatun. Example. So what is life? There's life here. And when we leave the masjid, there'll be life. And when we're eating food, there's life. When we drink water, there'll be life. When we're at our shop or business, workplace, there's life. Life means, as long as you're breathing, that's life. Isn't it? The life. Yes, as long as a person is breathing his last breath, until his last breath, as long as a person's eating, drinking, walking, talking, living, Allah Ta'ala has given hukam, order, that he is the example for your life. That when you breathe, up and down, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale. You have to follow his lifestyle, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want to come under the banner, the circle of Allah Ta'ala's choice. Okay, so Allah, what like kind of life will this be? That is the real life, the great life, the greatest life. Allah says, because we live our life according to Allah's choice. Can anybody compare with those people who took this lifestyle? Allah Ta'ala's choice, subhanAllah, their names are alive until today. Their graves are alive. They're alive in their graves with the fadl of Allah. Not due to ibadah, but this is reality. That all of the awliya Allah whose names are elevated, all of them, rather, start from the sahaba ikram, the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, until the day of judgment, the awliya Allah who will come. Sahaba ikram, mashayikh, tabi'in, tabi'in, the mashayikh ikram, the scholars, the ulema, the pious predecessors, all of them were given this status because they followed the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not one breath of their life did they leave the sunnah, otherwise they go on to the other direction of life, the other choice, which is choice A, which is like an animal following your nafs and your desires. But one is that person who follows choice A, those who follow their own desires and their whims. And choice B are those who followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who took his example. And the third who are going between. And we call them like what? Half this, half that. 50% this, 50% that. Wherever the wind blows, let's go that way. Wherever I'm in the world, I'll follow that way. No. So they come after a little while. Yes, when first of all they follow their desires, secondly when they come into an Islamic environment they become like Hazrat Bayezid Bastami, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, their libas is different, their face and their appearance is different, their whole appearance changes according to the environment, and their consequences will be very severe. They are called the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They're not on the left, they're not on the right. No, and remember this point. Allah Ta'ala says that don't play games with me, don't challenge with me, this is your own destruction. Every breath will be according to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for people who are following choice B, which is Allah Ta'ala's choice. Whatever difficulties come, problems come, issues come, hurdles come. If this comes a little bit into the heart of a person that I've got difficulty for this reason, that I'm imitating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's it. End of story. End of story. The person's rejecting his deen. But rather, if the thought comes that subhanallah, I'm following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, and you're testing me, I've got challenges, I've got problems, then that's the greatest mindset. The greatest mindset. Ah, he's got problems, he's being persecuted, he's persevering because I'm following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm being sworn at. Why? Because I'm following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm happy with that. Why am I being taken out of here, ejected from here? Because of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why am I being pushed away from here? Why am I not liked here? Because I'm following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a test. And Allah says, if you have this mindset, then your life is a success in this world and the akhirah. Yes, so in happiness, you are following the life of my Habib, and in sadness, you are happy while following the sunnah. You're not worried, you're not complaining, because Allah Ta'ala says, my path, my choice is the correct one. It's the firm one, it's the solid one, it's the robust one. You cannot fall down, you can never earn loss in this world or thereafter. Yes, temporarily, you may get lost, but those who are 50-50, half a partridge, half a quail, pushed a little, a little bit of pressure. Oh, it's hard, you know, deen of Islam is difficult, I can't do this all the time. There's too much pressure, too much stress, man. So then they leave and go towards non-Islam. Then let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala doesn't make us those in between, the munafiqeen. Now, let's see here that we have lived our life. Someone's 60 years old, someone's 25 years old, somebody's 30 years old, and everyone has lived their life in a different way. If we analyze our own lives, did we live our life according to choice A, our own desires and our freedom of will, or choice B? And if we didn't follow life with choice B, then we should regret and say, Allah, we wasted a whole time of our life without your preference and choice and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example, there's no life. I've spent seconds or days or years like this. Oh, it's so unfortunate, my friends, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to this world with an announcement, with the choice of Allah, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give us any action life that was not with a purpose or without purpose. And there's not a second of life that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give us guidance, and his blessed Mubarak life was given as an example until Qiyamah. Even the way he raised his finger during praying salah, or whatever he's doing, Allah Ta'ala has shown it to us. Allah Ta'ala has laid it bare for us. And this is how Rasulullah did this or this action. For example, when Rasulullah mentioned a hadith, when he mentioned something to his sahabi, he gave a date, then he gave another date. And while he was reciting and he was explaining a certain matter, and he gave dates out to the sahaba around him. So in the same way, the ulama, the scholars until today, give out the dates first while they're mentioning, narrating the hadith, because Rasulullah did this. If his status and greatness is so much that Allah Ta'ala has preserved and protected every one of his manners and lifestyle and his movements of life, Allah Ta'ala has promised, I am going to protect the Quran until the day of judgment. So indirectly, Allah Ta'ala is saying that not the physical Quran, but the tafsir of Quran, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the living and the walking and the talking Quran. So this is the promise of Allah, that your life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have protected it, preserved it totally for this reason, so that whoever wants to live their life properly lives according to my choice and preference. An open playing field he has, a beautiful lifestyle with guidance, with hikmah, with wisdom. There's a hadith that I'm remembering now, it's coming to my mind, very beneficial. And now we've touched on this subject of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle to follow him. Remember, there are two times for a person that we can take benefit from. We've come here to learn, to discuss, and to take away benefit. You teach me, explain to me, and I will explain to you and teach you. We can share with each other mutually. Let's take some ilm, not just ilm, but amal, away from the gathering. Then you enjoy and benefit. Otherwise, what's the point of just sitting down without doing anything practical? So let me explain or narrate a hadith to you, which is very beneficial indeed for us all. Now look, there are two times in the day for a person, in the 24 hours, and for everything. One is the initiation, one is the conclusion. Yeah, any matter, any action, you have the initiation and the conclusion. The initiation is always valuable, and the conclusion is also very valuable. And the matter in between, the time in between, is normality. Like Ramadan is to come, when Ramadan starts, there will be no space in the masjids. Full to the brim, noor and busy and iman at the heights. And as the days pass with Ramadan, then the rows will decrease, number of people will increase. Initiation is gone, people will decrease. Then when the end comes, the end of Ramadan, masjids will fill up again, noor will come again, barakah will come again. So there's rahmah of Allah, the heights, Allah Ta'ala forgives, and in the end Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is in the heights and the forgiveness is there. So people, they utilize and benefit maximum from the beginning and the end of Ramadan. Same way in our life, the initiation, the conclusion, and in our daily lives, the initiation and the conclusion. I will explain. So there are two parts to our day and our life. One is the part of the day when the whole day is passed, we're tired, exhausted, totally fed up of the life and the world, and there's nothing left for us to do that day. So what do? We run to our bedrooms, to our beds, our mattresses, don't we? Every man, every woman, nothing's left, tired, sleepy, exhausted. Even if you've done a night shift, you'll run to where? Your mattress, your bed. You're tired, that's it. You want to close the shift and go to sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two shutters. We put the shutters down, our eyelids, so no light comes. What a beautiful preparation. These are shutters, aren't they? Yeah? We just put them down, or they go down themselves. No light comes into the eyes, into the body, and we go to sleep. What a great arrangement of Allah. There's nothing left to do. We're tired. We physically can't do anything else. We can't even think anymore. We're tired mentally and physically, and that's the end of the day. And the other part of the day is when the shutters open, just like a shop, the shutters are pulled up, like that, and the day starts, the life starts, another part of life starts, the start of life. Yes? So these two parts to the day are very, very valuable. Just like Ramadan, start and end of Ramadan. So if the start of the day is good, the end of the day is good, then in between your day will pass very nicely, smooth. You understand what I'm saying? So now let's read this hadith. What should we do? Rather than reading the hadith, let's look at the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because remember, Allah Ta'ala said to us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So how should we end the day and how should we start the day? There are two choices. If we follow our desires, everyone in the world is doing it. Donkey, horses, animals, people are living their life like that. Empty, barren wilderness. Is there any benefit? No. no benefit. Because our life A is my choice, life B is Allah's choice. So every breath in life should be what? It should be the heights of ibadah. Every second of our life should be heights of ibadah. No prayer mat, no Quran, no wudu, no tasbih. Even if we don't have this, if I'm breathing, every breath is according to Allah Ta'ala's choice and the life of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then every breath will be doing what? Will be ibadah azim for a human being. His whole life is ibadah. Not just in the masjid, prayer, mat, Quran, whole life, A to Z. 80 years you'll have done ibadah on the mattress, outside, inside, meeting people, traveling, talking, walking, eating, looking, seeing, thinking, feeling. Everything will be within the choice of Allah, the boundary of Allah Ta'ala's choice. So these two parts of the day which are important for us, one is going to sleep and one is waking up, the start and the end. Now we need to see the brothers. Brothers, that these two paths to the day, do we follow our choice and preference, or the choice that Allah Ta'ala has given us to live our life, do we follow that choice? When we come to sleeping and waking up, I don't know what you do or how do we pass that time, but there are many methods of doing these things, of going to bed. When a person's tired, there are many different ways. Somebody is, for example, taking his shirt off, someone takes his vest off, somebody has a vest on, somebody has nothing on, or some people, they sleep with shalwar kameez, different clothes, attire, different life ways and styles. Somebody runs to the bed and has no conscience of that time and jumps into bed. Now let's see that how did our beloved, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go to bed? Shall I tell you? Shall I explain? There are two ways for doing this. Let me explain. One is that because we are ending the day, the day's come to an end, we're going to bed, to sleep. So what amal do we do? That we recite that dua, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. We say this, don't we? And we put our face to the right and our head on our right hand. Do we do anything else before this? No. Do we prepare for sleep? No. So we've left the roots or the foundation of this action. And I looked at this hadith and I felt like sharing this with you today. The tariqah, the methodology, that before we go on to the mattress, say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the genuine time to earn the reward. Massive reward in this action. We cannot imagine, my brothers. We have to think about this when I explain this hadith to you. Let's think in depth. What do we do first? Before we hit the mattress, before we go on to the mattress, before we lie down on the mattress, we prepare, because we're about to get a big reward. Can you imagine? A big reward just before we go on to the mattress. Even this is included in the choice B, the way of life, according to Allah Ta'ala's preference. So first thing we do is do wudu. Just like we do wudu before salah, do wudu before you get into sleep. And if you have the tawfiq that you've already got wudu from before that, then you don't need to do wudu. If you've already got wudu, you're in the state of wudu from Isha time, after that you didn't go to toilet, you had no need, then fine, go to bed direct with wudu. So point number one should be in the state of wudu when you go to your bed. Then point number two, stand at the bank at the side of your bed. Look at your bed with adab and don't just jump and dive into bed. And the habit of the Prophet Muhammad is that with his dhoti or with his cloth, he would dust the mattress three times. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. When we talk about our aqad, our master Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then say subhanallah loudly, loudly. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah would stand at the side of his bed and dust down the mattress three times. Hit the mattress three times with cloth. And this is the hikmah. Any insect or creepy, crawly, or physical or spiritual, there are two. Those that we can see and those we can't see. There are jinnat, maybe lying down. There could be evil forces. There'll be jinn, or if somebody's got magic that's overcome a person, or a person is overcome with emotion, etc., due to jinnat, etc. These things affect him, overtake him during the night time, when a person hasn't got barakah in their life. And those people who are possessed, etc., they have these forces against them at night time. But those who follow the sunnah, nothing can affect them. Nothing negative can affect them. The jinnat and the possession and the jadu and the magic and the black magic and hasad, everything happens at that time. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Habib stood at the side of his bed and dusted his bed three times with his cloth, and all of the evil forces and the darkness and the blackness, everything runs away. All of the evil and everything finishes at the time, and they cannot dare at that time anything to come near to that person, to his bed at that time. And he's just dusted it down cloth with his cloth. Yeah, he hasn't gone into bed yet. So you stood there, you are in wudu, point number one. Point number two, you dust down the mattress three times with your cloth, and then there's a dua of our Aqa, Master Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to recite that now. Point number three, say subhanallah. I can explain to you in Urdu so you understand, all of you. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would stand at the side of his bed, then he would dust down his bed, then he would stand and he would state the dua. Bismika Rabbi wada'tu jambi wabika arfa'uhu. You haven't recited this dua until today, have we? How much negligence we've wasted our time. So much life has passed So much life is passed, and we follow the life according to our desires. Now we are discussing, talking. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking to Allah, and from that time till now, He's given us this gift that if you go to your bed in this way, the way I go, then tell me, Rasulullah said, my ummati, what reward I will give to you from Allah? Imagine what reward I will give to you. And look at the reward that we attain. What does Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Bismika Rabbi wada'tu jambi wa bika arfa'uhu. This is what Rasulullah is saying, that, oh Allah, I am going to lie down on the bed with your name. And everyone can recite in order, that, oh Allah, with your name, that you are dhakir, mashallah, you will say Allah Ta'ala's name. We'll recite it, won't we? Allah Ta'ala's name is what? Allah. Allah, with your name, I'm going where? I'm going to my bed, to my mattress, my day is ending, all my ma'mulat, my things that I had to do during the day, whatever I earned, I had to earn, I've done, and I'm going to the bed. So all the jinnat, they run away. All of the evil forces run away. So we say this, Allah, I'm going to lie down. Then you say, yeah, arfa'uhu, wabika arfa'uhu. And then Allah, in amsakta nafsi, with your name, I will arise. Two options. So you can say in Urdu, Allah, with your name, I'm going to this bed, and with your name, I will wake up. Bismika Rabbi wada'tu jambi wabika arfa'uhu. Then what do we say after that? Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. That Allah, if I'm going to sleep down with your sleep, with your leave, with your permission, and I will pass away, if my life will end on the bed, and maybe I will not wake up in the morning. Allah, look at the reward here. Look at the reward here. How do I know that if I go to sleep, if I'm going to wake up afterwards, I may not wake up, my shutters may not open up and be come up. Then Allah, in amsakta nafsi faghfir laha. Allah, if I pass away, don't punish me. Allah, forgive me if I don't wake up again. Allahu Akbar. Muhaddithin, the scholars have said that this is this dua, this prayer, that from the sinful, the most sinful of people, a person, if he's going to bed for death, for sleeping, and if he asks Allah for forgiveness at that time, this is that maghfirah that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done the dua for us, that Allah Ta'ala will forgive, faghfir laha. And this is the amount of request I'm making, that Allah, if I pass away, I'm not worried, but Allah, if this is the end of my life, this sleeping today, maybe this is the last moments of my life, then Allah, forgive me and don't allow me to rise up as a sinner on the Day of Judgment. Don't punish me for my sins, Allah. And then further in the dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nafsi faghfir laha. And if I wake up, Allah, wabika arfa'uhu. And if I wake up, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what do we then do? What do we say to Allah? Subhanallah. Aha. Then we say, Allah, faghfir laha. What do we say after that? Allah, and if you allow me to wake up, then faghfir laha wa in arsaltaha fa'fadha. Allah, you are sending me back into the world, which is a dangerous place. Which is dangerous. As soon as I wake up, I open my eyes, I'm standing. So if I pass away, and my mattress, my quilt is on top of me, I pass away, then I passed away and I go to the hereafter. But Allah, if I wake up and my eyes open, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to occur. And I'm going to live for another day. What will occur? Will enemies come? Will my friends come? Will I have to? What will happen to my job, my employment, my business, my children? Will there be disasters, illness? Will I hear a bad thing? Or will I hear about death, etc.? I have no ilm, Allah, no knowledge. So I make a request. Allah, fahfadha. Allah, protect me, Allah, protect me. So important. We're asking Allah for a big, big result. Allah, you are the protector. Allah, look after me for the day. What are we doing here? Allah, you are my guard. You are the security guard. Allah, for my 24 hours, I'm requesting this from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't conclude here. Allah, you have to protect me. You have to preserve me. You have to look after me. Allah, when I wake up and I'm about to go into the playing field of the world, I have no knowledge what's going to occur this day. Allah, everything is in your control. You protect me. Allah, please don't let me fall into a trap, into a trick, or into any ill effect, or into negativity. This is not the end of the story. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a conclusion for those who follow sunnah, who wear the imamah, who keep the beard, or those women who wear the hijab, wear the burqa. Ah, there are big rewards in this world. In this world, what does Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ah, Allah. So we're saying in this dua, Allah, protect me. And a beautiful thing. What do we say to Allah? Bima hafdahu sukra. Bima tahfad bihi ibadaka salihin. What do we say? Fahfadha bima tahfadhu bihi ibadaka salihin. Allah, don't look after me in a minor way. Allah, look after me in such a way, in the way that you've looked after the salihin, Just like you looked after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, has Umar radiyallahu anhum, has Uthman radiyallahu anhu. And on top of that, Allah, that environment, that generation, 124,000 companions until Qiyamah, all of the awliya, they are all Salihin. Just the same way that you looked after them, Allah, look after me, this impure, sinful person, in the same way. This is the reward for practicing one sunnah. We went to the bed according to the sunnah, we get maghfirah. If we pass away, we'll be forgiven. And if we wake up alive, Allah will protect us in that way, the way He protected His Salihin, Abideen, Muttaqeen. How Allah that looks after. Allah says there's no pain, no distress, no loss. The biggest protection is what? Listen to this clearly. There's a ghosts and jinnat and possession. Everything's run away. But the biggest protection for the salihin, Allah Ta'ala didn't allow the iman to wither, to decrease. And this is the biggest protection. Allah Ta'ala will guarantee that your day that will come the next day, if you pass away through an accident or maut, then you will conclude your life like the salihin who will depart this world reciting the kalima because they followed the sunnah. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is the tariqah, one method, one choice. One choice. That when the night ends and when the day starts, we have the choice of Allah, and we have choice A, which is ours, and choice B, which is Allah. You can go to sleep, listening to music in the headphones or talking, waste of time, gossip, lights are on, you're jumping into bed, ridiculing others, etc., or wasting time talking, mocking. There are different ways of life, different styles. You can go and read a book, you can listen to a song, you can look at pictures, you can recite, read a novel or a fiction, non-fiction book. There are hundreds of ways of going to bed. Your choice and Allah's choice is one. And what is that choice? Allahu Akbar. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Go to bed like the way my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to his bed. So this is, my friends, the reward for going to sleep and waking up in the way Allah Ta'ala has given. So then if we then, this is before going to the mattress, before going onto the mattress, this dua we recite. After that we go into the mattress. Yeah, we are reciting this dua while we stood. We haven't even gone onto the mattress yet with the Fadl Wallah. When we go into the bed, then there are other rewards. And if we follow our choice? No. If we go with the choice of Allah, then we'll get more rewards. I don't have time today. In the next majlis, we'll explain that what rewards we get at that time with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us this life, the choice of Allah, the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the Quran is said out loud. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Your basis of life, man, woman, children, elderly people, old people, everyone, all of us, we should have the basis of our life according to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I swear by Allah, our life in this world will become Jannah, paradise, paradise. Totally don't be scared, don't be afraid. Oh, if I live this life, we are afraid of this lifestyle, and then choice A, our choice, we're happy, but that's a sugar-coated fake lifestyle. Totally fake, non-genuine. What's a sugar-coated sweet? Oh, on top is sweet, but when the sweet layer goes, then the bitterness comes through and the loss comes through. So this is life for a few days, my friends. Let's persevere and then see how the loss will come if we follow our choice. There will be disappointment. But Allah Ta'ala has given a choice, the choice of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. May Allah Ta'ala give us this choice. Let us follow the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. There's no pain, no distress, no distress, no issues, no loss, and total peace and satisfaction. Let's promise from today that we won't consider any sunnah small, going out, coming in, drinking water, standing, sitting. Everything, we know Allah, we know what to do, we know so much about this. This is the right way. If we don't know what we don't know, we will learn. And what we already know, let's promise from today that we will follow our lifestyle in the same way, inshallah, in the same way. Do we promise? Inshallah. Yes, that's it. Inshallah, then, in our next meeting, occasion, and gathering, we will continue with this topic according to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Ameen.